This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Allah Loves. So the word pride almost always has negative connotations throughout the Book of Allah and throughout the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that whoever has an atom's worth of kibbutz in his heart, of pride in his heart, will not enter paradise. It is pride that destroyed shaitan, that destroyed the devil. It is pride that has destroyed many nations that came before us and many people that lived in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, before him and after him, that rejected the truth out of a sense of pride. But what Allah does for us is that Allah takes qualities that could be negative, and they are instead harnessed for a greater good. And that's something that we find throughout the Quran as well, that this idea of competition, that we as people naturally like to compete. So Allah did not change the competition, or did not change the competitive nature of the Sahaba, or the believers by extension, but instead Allah directed their competition to something else, which was to compete for Allah's favor. And if you're competing for Allah's favor, then in the process of that competition, you won't do anything to compromise Allah's favor. So pride does have some connotations of good at times, but it's very, very limited and very restricted to a few contexts. So we find, for example, you know, the Prophet ﷺ, and I'm talking about a person who is sitting in a gathering, and though the word pride is not used, but if you think about a person of strength, once again, sits in a gathering and the people say something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people are speaking in backbiting or in some sort of falsehood, and a person doesn't say anything, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, says that that person is raised up on the Day of Judgment and is told, why didn't you say anything? You heard the people saying such and such. And the person says, خَشَيْتُ النَّاسِ, well, I was afraid of people. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah will say to him, Allah was more worthy of being feared than those people that were around you. So this isn't pride, but a sense of strength, right? To raise your voice, to speak up when something is happening around you. Now, this particular hadith is in Abu Dawood, and it has two components. We'll cover one in this video, and then we'll cover the next one, inshallah, in the next episode. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that there is a type of pride, and the word used is khuyala, not kibir, but khuyala, which is a type of pride or boastfulness at times that is loved by Allah and a type that is hated by Allah. So there's a type of khuyala, ma yuhibbuhu Allah, that Allah loves, wa ma yubghiduhu Allah, and that which Allah hates. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the type of pride that Allah loves is a person in battle or in charity, and the type that Allah hates is in oppression, is when it leads to a sense of oppression. So what is the Prophet ﷺ talking about? Well, in war, if you think about in battle, the people doing their war dances in advance, they're boasting in advance. You know, I was just in, subhanAllah, New Zealand, and I saw the haka, and I thought it was the most beautiful thing that I'd ever seen in my life. I want my kids to be able to do that, right? But a show of strength, right? So the Prophet ﷺ was amongst very proud people in their ability to fight on the battlefield. And that came into the benefit of Islam and to the believers, that you had proud warriors that entered Islam as well. And that meant something when you're going to battle with a much bigger army. So there's a narration about Abu Dujana, for example, the famous warrior, that Abu Dujana had a certain walk and he had these war dances and he had the red bandana that he would tie around his head before battle. And the Prophet ﷺ saw his boasting and his walking, and he said that this is a walk that is hated by Allah, except for in this situation. Like, this is a situation that's the exception, that this type of pride before a battle is actually a good thing. Because the maslaha, the benefit of those companions instilling confidence and fear in their enemies was you know, it outweighed the typical harm of an act like that. Also, when it comes to charity, that a person feels a sense of competition, that a person is driven to do more. Not that a person boasts or that a person harms or that a person has bad intentions, but if this group of people came and they donated this much, you know what? I want to donate this much instead. They're moved by something else. And so it becomes a public competition, not out of ego, but again, out of competing for the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see the tribes competing. You know, tribalism is a horrible thing, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the tribes to encourage one another and to compete with one another and trying to do good and trying to come forward with their charity. So if you think about some of the ways that we compete with one another in good, the way that Abu Bakr and Umar competed with one another in good, that, you know what, I have to move forward. I have to do more service. I have to do more sadaqah, more charity, and competing for that. So that sense of pride is not a bad sense of pride because it has a good purpose. The drive is good. And the result of it is good as well. The type of hated pride is the one where someone starts to harm someone, where someone starts to become arrogant, where someone starts to lose sight of the goal, and where someone starts to act in a way that is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this speaks once again to one of the qualities of strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that a person feels motivated and competes for the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and takes pride in always trying to be the best at deeds that are best for the best of intentions as well. We ask Allah to grant us that type of healthy pride, always from a sincere intention. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.